Last summer, Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools rolled out a new look and a new website. Over winter break, after spending more than $200,000 on the new site, CMS pulled the plug, saying people didn't like it. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms has more.
WeAreCMS.com debuted last summer as part of a marketing push designed to convey that Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools is honest, approachable, and available to everyone. 5 months later, in the midst of winter break, CMS canceled the contract for the new site and reverted to the old one. Officials say the changes actually led to complaints that the district was less transparent.
You were hard-pressed to find the individual departments on the WeAreCMS website.
That's CMS Chief of Staff Latarja Henry. She had a different job when CMS launched its rebranding in the summer. So did, well, almost everyone at the top of the district. One big distraction from the rebranding push was the abrupt and publicly unexplained ouster of Superintendent Clayton Wilcox in July, followed by reshuffling of top jobs. While that shakeup grabbed headlines, the CMS website is where people seek information on a daily basis. Newcomers research the options, parents check what's going on at their kids' schools, policy wonks dive into the years of district data that was archived on the old site. The 2018 contract with Edleo, a national school website company, was supposed to make that experience better, starting with replacing the cumbersome URL.
cms.k12.nc.us.
CMS did surveys about what users wanted and studied traffic on the old site. Edleo offered instant translation to dozens of languages and features like video captioning that comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The cost was $170,000 for the setup year, $135,000 a year after that through June of 2021. But Henry says the biggest public reaction to WeAreCMS.com was frustration. Googling turned up broken links to the old site or redirected users to the new homepage rather than the specific link they were searching for. When the 2020 magnet application season began, families couldn't find reports that would help them calculate their odds of getting in. That's the kind of roadblock that led CMS to abandon the new site, Henry says.
Student assignment was one of them. Before and after school care was one of them. Athletics, I heard, was one of them. The search on the WeAreCMS site actually proved to be very problematic.
Last week, in the middle of winter break, CMS posted a notice that it was scrapping WeAreCMS.com. A contract that includes a payment schedule shows that CMS had spent $237,500. Henry said CMS had spent a lot of time working with Edleo, but
what we came to know very clearly is that what we needed the system to do for us, Edleo wasn't equipped to do for us.
But Edleo's CEO, Ali Arsan, said that the company had tried repeatedly to address the district's goals and needs, but, quote, CMS lacked a consistent vision. Tracy Russ was in charge of CMS communications when the rebranding campaign began. He resigned in August. He said recently that the overall campaign was designed to help people feel empowered and inspired and to promote the CMS equity goals. Many elements of the rebranding remain, including the replacement of the old red CMS logo. The district now uses CMS Blue. That's Pantone 638C, brighter than Carolina Blue and lighter than Duke Blue. And CMS has a palette of colors to choose from, with labels such as Huntersville Purple, Pineville Orange, and Mint Hill Green. Henry says CMS will keep working to figure out the best format for its website. For now, you can still type in WeAreCMS.com and land on the latest version of the CMS site. But if you bookmarked pages in the last few months, they don't work anymore. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.